Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think there is a culture shift, and I know it. I mean, I feel it just as much as everyone that's been here since I've gotten into the league. We always hear about, man, yeah, oh, culture shift. You guys have a change of this. You guys are doing this. Always optimistic, but I really do feel in my heart that this is a change of scenery for our guys in the locker room, and then it also transitions to our coaches as well, because we get opportunities to lead, and it's not as much the coaches as it is the players, I would say, this year.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist, out at the first day of mandatory mini camp. We had a fired up Mike McDaniel. You heard Tua talking about the new culture. Let's start with the new culture. We'll start there first. You feel a different culture out there? The players obviously leading the charge, as we know that's the way it's set up by Mike McDaniel.
Weren't the players leading the charge last year?
Yes.
I do remember a very animated Jalen Ramsey speech about how they were not going to be pushed around and they were going to be the bullies of the AFC. That included the owner, the GM, the coach. I do believe that it was a player-led team last year. Calais Campbell, Teron Armstead. So I don't understand. And that's something I have to dig more into, because Tua wasn't the only person that said this is a culture change that involved the coaches. So I'm curious what they mean by that. But you know what, Joe?
Yeah.
I've been covering the Dolphins for 17 years. Guess how many times I've heard the word culture shift.
Oh no, I'm guessing you've heard it a lot, because that's kind of an off season thing, right? Setting up the new culture for the season. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. But I will say last year was probably the first year I ever really learned, and I've always heard it, but the first year I ever really learned, you can return pretty much the same team, but that doesn't necessarily mean you'll return the same team. Just because sometimes the removal of one player or the addition of one player or one player changing his situation or one player having his finances changing, it just creates some sort of alterism of what you had the year before. But I think everybody who is a Dolphin fan will realize, even though they were similar teams, kind of, 2023 and 2024 were not even close to the
right.
Same team.
Yep.
Like they didn't enjoy each other's company. They didn't have fun. They didn't celebrate. And maybe it's because of the adversity that they faced playing without Tua and certain guys getting hurt. But really they didn't enjoy going to work last year. And I don't understand what happened, but you know, you find out who you are through adversity. And Mike McDaniel has always said that.
I got to ask you this question about culture and talking about we feel like it's better.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that, and I'm just reading between the lines, I don't know if this is true, Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill, how much of that was kind of killing what they were trying to do last year?
I wouldn't put it on them. I personally wouldn't, because one, Tyreek is still there. Tyreek has admitted he's trying to be a better leader and a better example for his teammates.
But I'm still talking about last year. Yeah, he's trying to be better because he wasn't good enough last year at all those things.
I have no idea, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I could.
And Jalen Ramsey, something happened because they want to get rid. I mean, Mike was fired up without saying Jalen Ramsey, get him the F out of here.
Yeah. You know, I think we got the Mike that players see all the time. Like, because we know, especially if you've watched Hard Knocks, you know Mike curses all the time. Like, every seven words is a curse word with Mike when he's in front of the players. When he's in front of the media, he's a different guy. Yesterday, he just chose to curse. But you know, I understood the points that he was making, and I understood his tone because, you know, he was entering that press conference. It was pretty much the end-of-the-year press conference. He's not going to have to hear these questions for a good month. And he had, you know, he had some real tough things to say, some real harsh things to say, because he was dealing with a lot of the business stuff that he really doesn't like. But that's just the reality of his job, and he kind of said it in his comments.
He's, I agree. Like,
he's like, this is part of my job. Like, I deal with bull crap every single day, and my job is to overcome the bull crap.
Well,
and it's true.
He needs to, like, throw all that stuff. I'm glad to hear him saying, hey, I'm not in contracts. That's Chris Greer getting stuff done. I want to ask you about Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer. Mm-hmm. They're going to get something worked out. They're both. I expect them both to be back.
Are you sure?
Do you? I'm asking you. Do you? I think they will.
Zach is there. According to Mike, Zach has been there every day. He just hasn't taken it to the field, and he's not working right now. Now, the question is this injury related, or is this give me my money? Considering I have common sense, and I know that Zach Sealer is going to make $16 million over the next 2 years when he really should be making $16 million per year, I'm pretty sure it's about the money. Now, Jonnu chose to skip, and Jonnu, if you're listening, or Jonnu's family, if you're listening, Jonnu, show up today, my brother. Don't cost yourself $33,000. Show up, put on a uniform, don't do anything, and avoid the fine. Come talk to the media. Tell us how you're drastically underpaid. We'll write about it, and you'll save yourself $33,000. Go take a nice family vacation. I always hate when players do this.
By the way, you know, it's funny. I said, make sure you're back tomorrow. Keep half your money because it's $50,000 plus tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not even working tomorrow. But $54,000 tomorrow, $33,000 today. Like, Jonnu, don't do this. We know what this is about, bro. Like, save yourself the money. Go take the family to Africa or somewhere. Like, don't subject yourself to a fine to make a point. We already know what a point you're making. You're drastically underpaid. I don't think there's any media member who doesn't disagree with you. A tight end that nobody's ever heard of just got $27 million.
No, I agree. By the way, you don't have to sell me on either guy. And by the way, they paid after paying all those guys last year. They're going, hey, you already set the rules and how we're doing things around here.
Listen, this teams will tell you this. The time to do business is in the offseason. Are we not in the offseason now, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, so they chose to skip voluntary work. They both attended and then chose to skip when they did on the field voluntary work. And even Tua said, hey, I go and throw to Jonnu. Like, I go find work with Jonnu. Like, this is not necessary.
Yeah.
Like, Jonnu, show up to work, don't work, because people don't realize this. The new CBA, they fine you tremendously if you skip the work. But you can show up and not work and not be fined, and the team can't do anything to you.
That's what I asked you a couple of days, and you thought they'd all be there because they didn't want to lose that money. They didn't have to do anything. I thought I replied to you, good point, but – Jonnu decided he wanted to make a strong point. Hey, let me ask you. We got some guys been around for a while now. I'm going to go through this list of guys you think has the best chance to have the biggest impact on this team this year. I'm going to run through. If you got two names, go ahead. I'm going to start with Tanner Connor, fourth year, you know, and he always has that great practice. And you know, we put a special jersey on him and – Julian Hill, another tight end, got a lot better, but you know, some of our fans are down about the holds and a few drops.
Strongest man on the team. Strongest pound-for-pound man on the team.
Eric Ezukama, Cam Smith, Channing Tindall, Ethan Bonner, and Storm Duck. I know we're going to need some of these guys. We will need some of them. Who makes the biggest jump and has the biggest impact on this team, one or two guys?
I go with Storm Duck. I'm pretty sure, not to say that he's ready to start, but I'm pretty sure he's probably in the driver's seat to start. He played the most snaps last year. So that shows he's clearly ahead of Cam Smith and Ethan Bonner. Isaiah Johnson, who continues to have solid practices, but I'd love to see him elevated up and playing against better players. Tanner Connor, and I just wrote a column in the Miami Herald. You know, it's time for these disappointing draft picks and these consistent teases to actually show you that they could do something. Tanner Connor, 4 years, man. There's a 4-year investment in you. Like, you know, and coaches will tell you know the playbook inside and out. You're probably one of the most intelligent guys when it comes to knowing the playbook. You're clearly talented. When we do OTAs, you always flash, you always shine. You're the orange jersey player yesterday. You clearly have ability. It's time that it translates to the football field. Same thing with Ethan Bonner. Players love Ethan Bonner. Like, Waddle loves Ethan Bonner. Tyreek loves Ethan Bonner. Everybody's a huge fan of Ethan Bonner. Why hasn't he played in 2 years?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I said that this morning, like, he has been preseason. Guys rave about him at practice every day. And then a couple guys go down and you're going, hey, Ethan Bonner's still not playing. Well, why? He's on the 53. Why is he not playing very much? Yeah.
And then the most prominent guy is probably Julian Hill, because Julian plays just as much as Jonnu Smith. And Julian, even though he had his issues early in the season with penalties and mistakes and stupid plays, he cleaned up that play later on in the year. And the one thing I know about John Embry, who is the assistant head coach, is he loves his projects. And he's not giving up on Julian Hill. And Julian Hill is his guy.
I think he can coach him hard, too. John Embry's able to coach him hard, and I think he likes that because he sees a lot of talent. And you know what? Probably the number one guy I fight about with fans, they're going, why are we playing him? I go, he's gotten a lot better. And I go, what do you mean he's a lot better? He held the frigging guy twice.
They're playing him because they see a lot of talent in progress.
Yeah.
The one thing John Embry said when I talked to him earlier this year was that Julian, when he was making a lot of mistakes, he was cleaning up. He was trying to clean up things for other players.
Right.
Now, what that means, I have no idea. Maybe you could clue me in on that.
The other thing I was just going to say is, so I brought up all those guys because they wouldn't be on this roster unless they didn't think, hey, man, we have seen signs, big signs of upside that they can play in this league. We got to give them another chance. And you start going third year, fourth year.
I've seen second. It too.
Are you any shot on Cam Smith? Because that name pops up all the time. Any shot that the light finally goes on and he looks – like the guy that got drafted second round out of South Carolina? Any chance?
He played his best when he was a rookie, and then the coaches didn't like him. And I haven't even seen the rookie play that he had. So I am not on the Cam Smith is going to turn the corner train. The one thing that I did, I talked to him yesterday, and I included him in my column that I wrote for the Miami Herald. And the one thing I did not like was him saying, and he was asked this question, I think, by Hal, who, you know, I know Hal asked phenomenal questions. And the question was, is there anything that you would do differently than what you've done the previous 2 years? And his answer was no.
Oh, my God.
And I thought to myself,
clueless. That's a clueless dude. That's a guy that doesn't get it, man. That's truly... Because what people say about him in the organization, not Chris Greer, but everybody else, Jeez, and, come on, man.
And in my mind, I'm thinking
stay awake.
But in my mind, it's about professionalism with him.
Yeah.
And in his mind, it's, I just need to stay healthy. And
wow.
I could tell you, your play has dipped from your rookie year when I thought you were pretty decent and should have been playing, and Vic Fangio thought you were a dip, you know what?
Yeah.
It's funny. I said this yesterday.
Yeah.
I said this yesterday in the media room. It's funny how everything Vic Fangio said about this team was right, and we all poo-pooed it, or we all thought it was, you know, thought it was, oh, just a grumpy old man. No, he said everything he said was right about the scene.
Yeah.
And we're just finding out how right. wrong we were, you know, 2 years later.
Hey, so I got to get on you a little bit, man. I went to the podcast.
What did I do now?
No, so you and your sidekick were doing some podcast stuff.
Okay.
And I got so this Mike, this my feelings, and I know Mike agrees and Tua agrees. Like, they got to try things out in OTAs and mini camp. And a lot of them aren't going to work, and they're going to be negative plays, but you guys ride them, and next thing you got our fan base all fired up. Like, there he goes. He's throwing a pick. He dropped the ball. He wasn't in the right coverage. And you guys get in, and this guy, the backup quarterback, played a little better than Tua, and I'm like, oh, my God, calm down.
Nobody's played better than Tua. The thing that you've seen with Zach Wilson is he's uneven. He's hot one day, cold one day. And that seems to, you know, when you have a series of practices that you could put together, you can formulate some sort of consensus on what a player can do, what's his ability, and how consistent he is. Tua's consistent every day.
Yeah, but Tua's been in this. So to my point, Zach Wilson just got here. Like, did you act like he's been around like 4 years to know the system? Right.
Okay. You hold on.
And Tua's been around. He knows every guy. He knows. He's getting to know Waddle. Well, he knows Waddle pretty well. He's known him since college.
So. Yeah, exactly. I make that point to my peers as well. The one thing is, Zach Wilson also played in this offense with the Jets, so it's literally the same language. So it shouldn't be that drastic a transition. Now, yeah, some of the personnel and the players, and also he's not really like Quinn Ewers is the guy who's probably struggling the most, but he's also working with the least. And he also doesn't know anything.
Well, that's the other point. That's the other point. That's a good point. You know, not everybody plays with the same guys. And sometimes I've been out there, man, in preseason games with the number threes, and I'm thinking, I'm looking around, and my quarterback's looking, going, oh, boy. I remember Don Strock. We're at the end of a Atlanta Falcons game, and he's looking, and now he's got to play the whole second half, and everybody's been taken out of the game because it's late in the preseason, and Shoes wants to rest all the guys. So,
he's like,
hey, man, this is going to be hard to get first downs in this group.
Yeah, no, Tua even said it. You know, a lot of this is about working on chemistry with developing chemistry. He threw a beautiful pass, which the Dolphins social media team put up to Malik Washington, who I still think is the number three receiver. And it was first touchdown.
No, go ahead.
Hold on. How is he not?
They got a new guy. They just brought in for pretty good money. It's going to be the third guy.
He finally showed up for practice yesterday, and looked pretty good. Red zone day, so maybe he has.
There's another guy learning a new system.
Oh, okay. We want to make these.
You want them to all be good like day one. Like, man, they're going to take time for these guys. Man, it's like guys get here and they're like, God, he's really slow. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to get fat. He's going to get a hell of a lot faster when he knows what the hell he's doing and it starts to kick in.
Okay, that's fine. But it also comes down to chemistry and trust. And Tua's a big quarterback. When he doesn't know you, he doesn't trust you, he doesn't throw you.
That's true, by the way. That is true.
Yeah. So, you know, you better get on that Tua program. And for those who – Tua's practicing very consistently.
I liked everything he had to say yesterday. I loved everything he had to say, by the way. I don't know if I've said that, but
– Yeah.
He's aware, the awareness. But, look, at the end of the day – you can say all these things. You got to stay healthy for 17 games, and sometimes you just can't control it, man. It's tackle football.
Yeah. I mean, the whole goal of the game is to hurt the quarterback, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, put the quarterback out the game. Yeah, I mean, doesn't help that you have the most fragile quarterback in the NFL, but you know, but he knows his what
he
his
know,
reputation
he
is.
Know, and by the way, just I like all the things he's saying, and he also understands, man, you can't be a leader when you miss six games. We can throw that leadership stuff out when you ain't playing. So, hey, Omar, thanks, man. I know you and I could go on and on about all this stuff, but I appreciate the update on everything. Thank you.
All right. We will definitely be there today for day two of OTAs and recapping everything that happens and what's said on the Miami Herald. So hopefully everybody tunes in.
Well, they do, man. They want to hear what you're saying. Omar Kelly with us, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, as getting set for another mini camp. But it's not a game. It's not a preseason game. Just getting to know the system, man. Just getting to know the system a little bit. Hey, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. You need to know their system because, fellas, if you're going through low T or ED, it's gone when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I couldn't believe it myself. You know, I went through it low T. I mean, really low, like really tired. And I got to about 265, and I went, uh-oh, this is not good. This was not good. I was tired. And then guys asked me to play 10. I went, nah. How about a walk? Nah, maybe tomorrow. Hey, finally I started feeling better because I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got my energy back. ED, I'm full blown. I mean, I'm not proud of it. I'm sitting here talking to you about personal stuff, but my sex drive was gone. Atlantic Men's Clinic brought it all back. That was a little more than a year ago. They brought it all back, and they'll do it for you. They do it the right way. I went down and met with them. I didn't even want to go. Glad I did. Best, by the way, best ever appointment that you don't want to go to that you go to end up going to and you go, wow, that's the best thing I've ever done because the results are fantastic. I went down on that first appointment, got my T, my PSA test, met with their professional staff. They are unbelievable. They put me on a program that's perfect for me, not you. You'll get your own. And, man, I was off, and within a couple weeks, somebody asked me how long before it kicked in. I said, it felt like a few weeks. And one day I was like, damn, I should be tired, and I'm not. I feel good. I was up all night, but I'm going to go play tennis. Man, you're going to start to feel like if you're going through either one of them and you kind of gave up on it and just figured it's part of getting older, it happens to guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. It doesn't happen to you. We got six locations in South Florida. Call them today if you're interested. Go find out. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. I know there's a lot of places out there, but I promise you there's only one Atlantic Men's Clinic to get those kind of results.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.